talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And I want to say, I hope you have downloaded Devil Radio app from Apple, Google, from our website. Carry Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go. Listen to your favorite shows. We're going to go to South Dakota. Don't go there often. I have a cousin married to a girl from South Dakota. I've been out there, in deposition. A great state. Enjoy it very much. A lot of wide open spaces. And they have a very bad governor, a woman named Kristi Noem. N-O-E-M. Now, Kristi Noem, when you first look at her, a very attractive woman, but you look at her eyes, she reminds me of Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend who gave that nutty speech at the Republican convention. Very, very cold eyes, like Sidewinder missiles coming right at you. Gives me the shivers. She does crazy things. She wants to be president. She's trying to run in 2024. And here's what she's just done. Now, remember something. There are 3,600 National Guard troops right now at the border with Mexico, Texas and Arizona and California. 3,600 National Guardsmen. They've been there in the Trump administration. They're there in the Biden administration to secure the border. Kristi Noem calls up a billionaire contributor of hers, a guy named Willis Johnson. Mr. Willis Johnson from Tennessee. So you go, Willis, would you put up some filthy lucre? Would you put up some coin of the realm and pay for 50 National Guard troops from South Dakota to go to the border? And Willis goes, yes, I will. Yes, I will. So she has ginned up a billionaire payment to send 50 National Guard troops to the border to join the 3,600 that are authorized. Now, let me tell you something. It is wrong to have private donors in the Republican Party pay for American troops to go anywhere. That's a decision that's ultimately made by Joe Biden. He is the commander in chief of all the military. And you may say, well, but National Guards are state, right? Yes, they are, until the president says otherwise. Let me tell you something. Dwight Eisenhower, back in the late 50s, Mississippi and Alabama were going to call up their National Guard to keep black students out of their universities and their schools. And you know what Dwight Eisenhower did? Now, remember something. He was also a five-star general. He was the general of the army in the Second World War. He's the general of the forces that won the Second World War. The British would not have won it by themselves. Nobody else could win it. The United States won it. And he wasn't used to being fooled around with on military matters. So he nationalized the National Guard in Mississippi and Alabama. He nationalized them. He said, all right, you're called to national service. And now you obey me and you don't obey those governors. And here's what you're going to do. Stand down. I mean, Biden could easily nationalize the National Guard in South Dakota and say, you're not going to obey the nut job governor you have. No, sir. But as it turns out, Willis Johnson of Tennessee, the billionaire, is going to fund 50 National Guard people that Kristi Noem is going to send to the border. That's just wrong. It's a wrong precedent. You should not have private money deciding and paying where our troops go. It's contrary to American foreign policy. We have to speak with one voice. That comes out of the president of the United States. You have a handful of nut job governors. The second thing is, she doesn't have any chance of being president of the United States. Google her, listen to her. I mean, she is essentially a Stepford wife. She is essentially a she-wolf of the right-wing Republican Party. She's not going anywhere. And just putting symbolically 50 people to join 3,600 who already have orders and have it paid for by a billionaire named Willis Johnson of Tennessee, that doesn't appeal to anybody. You don't want her as president deciding what to do with Russia, China, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, and Poland when the Ruskies start to mass troops on their border. The Ruskies start to march a little farther west into Ukraine. Well, Willis, down Tennessee, Willis, will you pay for 5,000 troops? Where do you want them to go, Willis? Willis will say, well, I don't really care that much about Latvia. Let them have it. What has Latvia ever done for me? I don't have any company interest in Latvia. You know, knock it off. Knock it off. I don't care if you're a Republican and all that. You're not a nut job. You don't have nut jobs directing our foreign policy and having Willis, give me some money, Willis, and I'll send troops. Yes, I will. No, we don't want that. We don't want Kristi Noem. She shouldn't even be governor, for Pete's sake. She's the one, for instance, who wouldn't take any safety precautions in meatpacking plants. None of them. South Dakota and a lot of people died. You know, on the cutting floor, it's like an assembly line thing, and the chickens and the beef come down real quick, and they have to cut off. You know, one cuts off the legs, and one cuts off the head, and all this stuff, and they speed it up, and they're grabbing each other. It's sort of like, I don't know, those of you who ever watched I Love Lucy, her and her buddy are at a candy factory, and they speed up the line, and suddenly they start stuffing it in their mouth. They can't deal with it all. And I mean, and these people, there are no barriers between them. Many got COVID, some died. She didn't care. A lot of them, frankly, were immigrants. She didn't care. Bad news, very, very bad news. I do not want Willis from Tennessee throwing his money around, sending our troops anywhere. You know, another disturbing thing about the Republican Party, Kevin McCarthy is not the brightest bulb on the tree. Okay, he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. He's a guy who right after January 6th goes, okay, you know, is Trump's toast. And, you know, now we're going to take back the party. And then he chickened out. Well, you may remember he got rid of a guy named Stephen King of Iowa. Stephen King was a congressman who would say some white supremacist things. McCarthy sensed that that was hurting them in the polls. So what he did was he stripped Stephen King of all his committee assignments. And then they ginned up some kind of opponent for him in a Republican primary, knocked him off in Iowa. And Kevin McCarthy at the time said, you know, we stand tall. We're a party of inclusion. And by the way, I will weed out all the right-wing nuts that say this kind of stuff. That lasted about as long as his pledge on the insurrection. A guy named Paul Gosar. Now, Paul Gosar is a congressman from Arizona. Very, very right wing, like Stephen King, says and does some of the same stuff. And recently, well, at one point, he appeared with a guy named Nicholas Fuentes. Nicholas Fuentes is not just a white supremacist, he's a Holocaust denier. He's made fun of the Holocaust. Now, Iran, sadistically, has a Holocaust cartoon contest once a year. And they have people who make fun of the Holocaust and they give a prize to the best cartoon. And remember, that was one where Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib of the Congress circulated, I think, one of the prize winners in the Iran Holocaust ridicule contest. And it makes them intolerable and unsuitable to be in Congress, quite frankly. But Nicholas Fuente goes one step further. He actually says this stuff at different speeches. And Paul Gosar shows up at these things with Nicholas Fuente. And then he had Nicholas Fuente listed as a headliner for one of his fundraisers. So Kevin McCarthy gets him in the office. Come on, Paul, what's going on? And, oh, no, okay, yeah, no, there's no fundraiser. But wait a minute, Paul, here's an invitation that I got. So a fundraiser for Paul Gosar, headlined by Nicholas Fuente. Must be a mistake. So they swept it under the rug. And Kevin McCarthy hasn't done beans. He hasn't done jack. Kevin McCarthy earlier pledged to rein in these people, these right-wing supremacist nuts. And what does he do? He chickens out with Paul Gosar, of all people. Paul Gosar comes from a very large family. There's a lot of brothers and sisters, and they unanimously have said he does not belong in Congress. They're ashamed of him. And this guy, you got to Google this guy, Paul Gosar. Very extremist, very bad news. Kevin McCarthy is desperately afraid that if for some way they take back the House, his caucus won't even elect him speaker. That's how stupid he is, and that's how little they regard him. That's how little they regard him. That's how bad he is. He is bad news. Very, very bad news. And he just flat out reversed himself and isn't willing to rein in anybody. He's not willing to rein in anybody. So much for him. So much for South Dakota. So much for South Dakota. A lot of other stuff to talk about. We're coming up on a break. The lines are alive, by the way. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. I will get back after you right after the break. Some people have asked me, how did Bill Cosby get sprung free by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court? It's a very questionable decision. In it, there's a guy named Castor, C-A-S-T-O-R, but not a great lawyer. He was on Trump's impeachment defense team. And when he was a prosecutor, apparently one time verbally he told Cosby, I won't prosecute you. And the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said, well, that's enforceable. Maybe it's disputed that was said. We're going to let him go. I have no animosity towards Cosby. Always liked him. Big fan of his shows. But, you know, that's ridiculous. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Get back to the lines immediately after the break. Tell them that God's going to cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down.